This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Lots of conversation about the president's trip to Israel, and it was a quick trip. I remember I said to somebody today, hey, you know, Biden went to Israel and a lot of the meetings got canceled, but he did go, and it really was an in and out situation because of some of the cancellations. And I think also for safety reasons, this trip was not, I don't know if it was intended to be a couple days, but it was more like a drop-in visit. We got your back. Here's what we're saying in case you haven't gotten the message. And then, of course, the concern over the people across the strip and what's happening with the hospital bombing, because there's so much conversation about that. And we talked about this the other day. There's just no way. If you look at how the parking lot, because it really was the parking lot of this huge hospital, look, where 500 people were killed, there's just no way. It looks like it was flame bombed, kind of. That's my explanation for it. So what has happened at the hospital and how deadly this event has become, and the back and forth over the blame game, I think it's pretty clear that it is Hamas that did this, but with the Israelis and the Palestinians blaming each other, an independent forensic inquiry would probably be able to come up with the answer almost immediately. But I think when you look at the event, how it unfolded, the way it looks on the ground, I think it's pretty tough to think that this was an Israeli bombing. Regardless, there's a bombardment of information that is flying around the Middle East. And as I said, the president was there for just a short moment, it seemed like, how quickly he dipped in and out. And we're going to let you hear what he had to say coming up, but first let's go to Grimm. He joins us. He's on the hotline, so to speak. Boy, it's been great to visit with him lately. Hey, Grimm, how are you?
Well, I'm going to try to do my best to try and come back regularly.
Nice.
Well, there's just been silent too long, Kate, and I don't want to publicize by dementia anymore.
Yeah.
And what he's getting.
Yeah.
We'd be better off if he'd stay in the basement or on the beach, and anybody that knows shark infested waters, invite him. But as far as people in this country, it's everyday living that's really needing to be dealt with. Too much. The shelves are empty. The prices are going up. The manufacturers are taking what's good off the shelves to survive off. I just don't see how people make it. I really don't. I have a hard time looking at.
Yeah, what's happening? I think if you look at the consumer price index, and if you look at inflation, and of course what's happening with housing, and despite the fact that people are spending, I think the numbers don't match up, especially in a couple of areas of the country where it's tough. Yeah,
look at the education. In high school, every girl took home economics. They don't teach that anymore. They don't teach how to survive in the kitchen, how to cook, how to budget. Home economics is not taught. It's just like my course, economics. You want to talk about economic mathematical principles, savings is not even considered anymore. And when I took it, my professor told me if it ever dropped down below 12%, the national savings, this country's in a world of hurt. And we don't even have it calculated in the formula anymore. Because people are not able to save.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. It's grim when you look at some of that grim. I'm going to let you slide because I want to slide into some of what's happening across the country. But it does feel like that. By the way, home economics, men and women. I hope you're thinking that because the woman's in the kitchen has to do everything. I know that's not the direction you were going because that would be disastrous because that would not work. That wouldn't work for me and that wouldn't work for most of the people I know. But I understand what you're saying that it just survival, some of the survival courses or things that used to be taught aren't taught, and the whole idea of savings, but there is no money to save. That's part of it. It's the gig economy. It's if we're going down that direction, it's like we're rudderless in so many different areas. We don't have a Speaker of the House for over 2 weeks. You look at Jim Jordan, who went through yet another round of voting, not elected in for the Speaker. Who's going to grab the gavel? Who knows? Because what happens here is crazy. He failed on the second speaker vote, and the division in the Republican Party is off the charts. I mean, off the charts. That's what the key thing is when we're talking about here at home, that there's so much division, and what does that lead to, I guess, is what is so key. All right, as I said, coming up this hour, your thoughts when we hit the mailbag, also some odds and ends. Plus, coming up in our next segment, we'll hear what the president had to say. It was an emotional speech. He hit the high notes of loyalty and emotion and caution, and he raises hope even for Gaza aid, I think, because that's the other part of it where he's saying, I understand anger and be careful with that anger and what does that mean and what will happen if it goes completely over the top. And, you know, he said that's part of the gist of what he was saying. And so much of that centered around that hospital, the fact that the Gaza hospital blast was the result, we said this the other day, appears to be the result of an errant rocket fire by the militant group Hamas. Even though, again, the blame game seems to go back and forth on this. And, of course, it would, based on what's happening in the Middle East. So it's a powder keg. That's what we're looking at. And then that's created hostility here in the United States. So of everything else that we're dealing with, that's also become part of this. I said housing is crazy since we went down this road right at the top here with Grimm. The mortgage rate hit 8%. Demand lowest level since 1995. Anybody in the real estate business? Wow. Commissions are like nil for most people because there are areas where they're not selling. You can't sell anything. All right, coming up next, the chants that were heard at the Capitol plus what the president had to say.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
A conversation with Dr. Catherine Yao, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Boy, really scary, guys. You start to listen to her and you think of your girlfriend, your fiance, your wife, your sister, your mother, whoever, whatever significant woman in your life or women in your life. And it is scary, the stats on breast cancer. I know some breast cancer survivors, people who got it really, really young. And then what's up in tech? Oh, wait to hear what's up in tech. We have Dan Zingaro and Leo Porter are going to join us, and they're award-winning researchers, and I talk all about them, computer science, you know, teaching professors, and this really cool textbook that they came up with that is gaining a little bit of traction out there, and they talk with me about what does it mean. You know, you think of computer systems and science and software engineers, and it's not just that profession, but we're seeing what's bleeding over, you know, in AI. So that is coming up. But as I said, how about this? Trump's attorney, Sidney Powell, pleads guilty in that Georgia election case. And so how's that going to impact the former prez? Well, first of all, what's interesting about is part of her guilty plea, she's admitting her role in the January 2021 breach of the election system in rural Coffee County, Georgia. Remember, that's where it was. With the help of local GOP officials, what she's saying is a group of Trump supporters accessed and copied information from the election systems in hopes of proving that the election was rigged against Trump. So what she has to do by pleading guilty, they're recommending a sentence of 6 years probation. 6 years probation. She also has to testify at future trials for all these other trials of everybody else. She has to write an apology letter to the citizens of Georgia, pay $9,000 in restitution and fines, and turn over documents. Wow. So now she's the second person to plead guilty. Because remember, the bail bondsman, Scott Hall, pled guilty and agreed to testify at future trials, too. The other 17 defendants have all pleaded not guilty. So, I mean, here's the key thing in this. I just told you what she pled guilty, so what does that mean for her? But then what does it mean for Donald Trump? Because as this case moves forward, and what it requires is that she has to testify truthfully against her co-defendants at any upcoming trials, which would include Donald Trump, because there's no halfway cooperation here, right? There's no, oh, I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to do that. No, she's on the hot seat, is what I'm saying. She's on the hot seat. So whatever she decides, she's going to dump out there, and of course she would be cross-examined and all of that. But, you know, this may be one of those look over your shoulder things. You think of what the impact would mean, and the impact could have, you know, rippling effects. And not just for Trump, but everybody else, too, that's involved in this. And remember, this was the whole thing about speedy, 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 make this happen quick, the speedy trial. So, you know, her plea deal really is big for the prosecutors in this. And moving forward, it does mean that she will be testifying, and they will absolutely have her heavily involved in this, right? Because she was in touch with the White House and other people in the surroundings of the president, the former president, during that whole post-election period. Because remember, she threatened, I remember her words, she threatened to release the Kraken, that's what she called it, by filing lawsuits across the country, and she claimed she could keep Donald Trump in power, but then all of her cases were deemed frivolous and they were ultimately dismissed. But what will she say and where will that land is really, 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 I think, key in all of this. All right, a little odds and ends because there are things that we talked about that are worth the follow-up. I talked about Jeroen Vandersloot. I mean, I've been doing this show for 16 years, and how long have we been talking about poor Natalie Holloway's family and what happened and how distraught her family was? And now, finally, after two decades, she vanishes in Aruba, and everybody suspected him. But he had means, he had a father who had means, and they danced around everything. And will he ever serve time for bludgeoning Holloway to death on that Caribbean island? Who knows? But the details are out there because Aruba has a statute of limitations for homicide, and that might have passed. In fact, it probably did. It probably did. I couldn't nail that down today, but in the couple of people I talked to, they believed, they couldn't 100% say, but they believed it has. So his confession, after he pled guilty in that Alabama courthouse to extorting and defrauding Holloway's family, that just all was out there, you know, pumped out there. And hearing it in his words, oh, that he walked her body into the water and just went deep into the water and just let it go, just pushed her out there, and then walked home, and then that was it. I didn't even hear any remorse. He said he's a different person now. It didn't seem like any remorse in that voice to me. I mean, what an awful thing. Smashing her with a cinder block. Oh, terrible. It does make you think about, I'll tell you what, the whole idea of the chaperoning, going on these trips, because those senior trips are so big. And I think that really, really what happened to her made a lot of schools stop and think about, okay, kids will be kids, and how many people do we have going on the trip, and what happens when we get out there? Because this was a very, very sad, sad, sad situation. All right, this is a sad situation, too. And because I got a lot of emails about it, I wanted to make sure that we talked about this, too. Is somebody who I've talked to in my career a couple of times, and she's always so gracious to do some shows with me, retired Olympic gold medal winning gymnast Mary Lou Retton,
right, a scary, scary setback in her fight against this rare form of pneumonia after it looked like she had a bunch of progress that was happening and she was going toward recovery, but she's still in the intensive care unit and is just, as her daughter described, really exhausted. At the beginning of the week, they thought, boy, this is looking really good. And now it's not looking very good at all. You just think, wow, rare form of pneumonia. And people forget how deadly pneumonia can be, but she is definitely fighting for her life. And, of course, there was an online fundraiser because her daughter said she didn't have the health insurance, and then everybody was so surprised by what they heard and remember the memories of Mary Lou Retton and her incredible career that, you know, $10 here, $20 here, whatever it is, and it's well over $400,000. I mean, you got to remember, she won 5 medals, but this was in the 80s during the 1984 Olympic Games in Los Angeles, more than any other athlete at those games. I mean, that made her a household name. She was the first woman to earn an Olympic gold in the individual all-around event and was inducted into the International Gymnastic Hall of Fame in 1997. And for just a long time, I mean, even recent times, she's always out there encouraging other young women in the sport and always talking about the sport and talking about the Olympics. And she's just a great ambassador, period. So it's really sad and really, I think, hit, maybe for that reason too, hit people really, really hard when they heard it was, you know, Mary Lou Retton. And again, you make that connection with pneumonia and how deadly pneumonia can be, and she got this crazy rare form of it, and that's exactly what happened to her and put her in this situation where it's that roller coaster up and down. And I'm sure some of you listening to me have been in that situation with relatives. We were at the ICU. It started off something small, then it became something much bigger, and then you trace it back, and it's pneumonia. It might not be the same kind that she has, but it's some form of pneumonia. All right, as I said, coming up, what's up in tech? We love to talk tech on this show, right? It's back, it's bigger than ever, and it's coming up next.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden maintains his belief that Chinese President Xi Jinping is a dictator. When questioned about whether he would continue using this term after a significant meeting with the Chinese leader in San Francisco, Biden affirmed his stance.
Well, look, he is. I mean, he's a dictator in the sense that he is a guy who runs a country that is a country.
Consumers might experience a decline in grocery prices. As Walmart CEO suggests, the U.S. food industry could be entering a phase of deflation after 3 years of significant inflation. There are renewed calls for a TikTok ban after TikTok influencer and anti-Israeli activist Lynette Atkins told thousands of her followers to read a letter from Osama bin Laden. Florida Senator Rick Scott.
TikTok is toxic to our kids. Look at what they teach our kids versus what they teach kids in China.
Dave Collins, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man aged 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man aged 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What's up in tech? One of my favorite segments that we do on this show here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. I am so psyched to welcome to the program. They're in our virtual green room, Dan Zingaro and Leo Porter. They are award-winning researchers and teaching professors in computer science. Dan is at the University of Toronto. Leo is at UC San Diego, two of my favorite places, by the way. We're going to talk about AI and large language models like ChatGPT. They have a book that, a textbook that is called Learned AI Assisted Python Programming with GitHub Copilot. Does that sound like gobbledygook to some of you who don't understand computer science? Well, that's why they're here. And we love computer science. It runs very deep in my family, although I was the one that went the route of TV radio, but the rest of the family, they're completely on board. So welcome to the show, Leo and Daniel.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks, Kate.
Let's talk about, I'm going to start with you, Leo. Let's talk about, you two have known each other for a while, done some research, I'm sure put out a lot of different work. What led you to this book? Because the timing is perfect for this.
Well, really, back last November, Dan had actually already started diving into the tools like ChatGPT and Copilot and started to play with them and see how well they did at solving the kind of programming problems that we would give in our classes. And he uncovered very quickly that they do exceptionally well. Like they essentially solve all the kind of homework and exams that we used to give. And so he contacted me and said, you know, we really have to rethink how we teach our introductory courses. I dove in the same way, immediately, honestly, panicked a bit because, wow, these tools are essentially solving all of our assignments. What are we going to have our students do? And it only took some time playing with it before we realized it's not the end by any means. It's actually a shift in what matters. And so what we realized was we used to care a lot about them solving these really small problems, but that's what the LLMs can solve. And now we can have them solve much larger problems that can be more creative. And there's a whole bunch of skills that go into solving those big problems that we weren't teaching explicitly before. And now we can. Yeah. So we're actually really excited about it.
Yeah. So Dan, that's great to piggyback off of what Leo just said. What do you really dive into in the book that can help these students so they get that sort of leg up, I guess, in this new world?
Yeah, so I think for a long time, we spent our introductory CS courses on syntax. So syntax is the way that you put symbols and words and operations together to create a program. And if what I just said sounds extremely boring, then you're right. Because a lot of students don't find it interesting to work on this syntax level. A lot of our students want to write programs that do something interesting. And maybe that like solve a real problem that they have or their community has. And so for such a long time, they've been mired in these syntax issues. And so one of the things that we're able to do now is focus at a higher level with these tools. These tools almost always get the syntax right. And that's just like something they're extremely good at. They do make mistakes, but they make mistakes on higher level issues, not syntax. So when Leo and I discovered this, we were super excited because it meant that we didn't have to spend all this time anymore in our courses on, oh, where does the semicolons go, right? Like all this kind of syntax stuff. And now we can get students writing programs that run earlier. And our dream using these tools is to have students building tools that matter to them earlier on. And we think we've made a large step forward in this goal using these new tools.
Wow. So Leo, you know, it's interesting what Dan just said. Again, I use the word get a leg up. So this is great for students because you think of how fast that ChatGPT, AI, all of that different forms of AI are moving through the world and how it's being used in so many different corporations and in different fields and all of that. So you were telling me off the air, the adoptive rate is pretty high when it comes to like people listening, their IT departments, all of that. This becomes, I mean, this is the future, right? And so the more that these students are armed with this, the better I think they would be equipped to get some of the jobs when they get out of school. Am I right?
Oh, I completely agree. The adoption rate is really high among professional software engineers. And it takes away just a really small component of the job. So professional software engineers spend a lot of time figuring out what is the software we should be writing? What are the features that need to be there? How do we make sure users use it correctly? How do we design these gigantic beasts of software working in teams? There's lots of communication there, and all that is still there. It's then at some point or another you finally decide this is the code that needs to be written, and then you start writing the code, and that's where the LLM comes in and can be really helpful. And what they found is essentially very expert programmers aren't aided that much by these tools, but the more inexperienced programmers are in fact aided in efficiency and in getting the code correct.
Yeah. Daniel, how do you see this in the future? I mean, this is a layup question in a way, but it's a wide open question. How do you see this? Because it's the Wild West. How do you see this changing the future as far as computer systems are and software is concerned? I mean, it's just, like I said, it's moving so fast.
Yeah, I think we're going to see an increase in the number of programs written, number of apps written. Leo and I think about it in terms of other advances that we've had in computing over the years. It's not a hot topic, so people don't really, you know, talk about it right now, but there have been other transformational tools along the path to where we are now. And without them, we wouldn't be able to make the huge websites and apps that we have now. So one of the big deals is we had something 50 years ago called compilers, and without these things that are called compilers, we just don't have operating systems. We don't have apps. they allow us to work at higher levels than we could before, and that's how we see these large language models working as well. People are going to be able to get more work done, and they'll be able to take less time to get the work done that they would do before in more time.
So this really is a great tool when we're talking about advancing not just the careers of the students that you deal with, but what's happening out there in the world. And we're talking about coding, for example, and what Daniel just said about apps and working in that world. Because, you know, there's so much concern about AI, and I understand that, but this is the other side of it. There really is such an upside, isn't there?
There is. There absolutely is. Kind of piggybacking on what Dan said, I see kind of every major technological change that's happened in programming over the years has just led to bigger, better software for society. And so I feel this is similar. I would add, though, I think it's going to potentially change who are the software engineers, right? I think it's going to lower the barriers to becoming a software engineer, and I think we're going to see more people programming and more people writing the software that they need to solve tasks on a daily basis. So I don't think it's going to be just software engineers who change. I think it's going to be accountants and business managers and all these other folks who are now empowered to write very small pieces of software on their own to just make their jobs easier or better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go. Not just the engineers. So, Daniel, what do you hope happens with your textbook? You took all the time, you put this together, all the thought, all the research, all the work that goes into it. What do you hope happens with it?
We were writing that book in the context of educators panicking and not knowing what to do with their upcoming courses. And we felt that this was an opportunity for us, you know, two educators who have been at this for a while, who clearly have some free time on their hands for whatever reason. We thought it was an opportunity for us to help the community. Not that we have all the answers. We certainly don't. I'm sure our book is going to be hilariously out of date, you know, in 3 years or less. But we just thought it was an opportunity to give some guidance to the community, just giving if steady, here's how a course may look now. And we hope that professors and teachers and independent learners, for sure, they pick it up and kind of follow us on this journey of what it might look like now to program in this new context. And of course, we expect people are going to make changes to what we proposed, right? They're going to adapt and adopt the book in various ways. But we've had a few hundred at this point instructors express interest in the book, and we're very happy to engage with them and provide instructor copies of the book and ultimately just help the community move past this temporary panic.
There you go. I love that there's look at the interest that you're getting out there already. Dan and Leo, we are out of time, but thanks so much for coming on What's Up in Tech.
Thank you.
Rock on. Thanks, Kate.
Great game changers right there. Next week on What's Up in Tech, more on AI, where and how it's being used.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality powdery arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery arco super tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery arco super tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And did you know this, that 1 in 8 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer in their lifetime, making breast cancer the most common non-skin cancer diagnosis in women? It's being recommended through these new guidelines that earlier mammograms should happen starting at age 40. We're pleased to welcome to the show Dr. Catherine Yao, who is a fellow of the American College of Surgeons and the director of ACS National Accreditation Program for Breast Cancer Centers. They set breast cancer guidelines for more than 575 centers and hospitals across the country.
So, doctor, tell us, why should women get screened for breast cancer?
So screening for breast cancer has been shown to decrease rates of breast cancer mortality, and screening finds cancers at a smaller size and earlier stage when they're more curable and people can have less aggressive treatments. So it is important to get your screening mammogram.
Why is screening for breast cancer so important?
So again, screening really decreases breast cancer mortality rates. We've seen that again and again. And screening finds cancers at an earlier stage and a smaller size. And that means women can undergo less aggressive treatments, less aggressive surgeries, less aggressive chemotherapies, even radiation. So it really is important to get a screening mammogram.
What kinds of things should women look for when choosing where to receive treatment for their breast cancer?
So I think there's several things that women should look for when they're newly diagnosed with a breast cancer. It's important to go to a center that specializes in breast cancer, that is multidisciplinary, and has specialized programs for breast cancer patients, such as access to clinical trials, genetics, plastic reconstruction. It's important to go to an accredited breast center. You want a center that's been accredited by the National Accreditation Program for Breast Centers of the American College of Surgeons. And most importantly, you want a team that's multidisciplinary and a team that you can trust and that you have confidence in. You want to make sure the team is there for you that they have your back, that they will be there when you call, and that they'll develop a personalized treatment plan just for you.
What is breast density and how does it impact breast cancer risk?
So breast density is the balance of the fatty tissue in the breast with the glandular and fibrous breast tissue. You can only tell if somebody has dense breast tissue on a screening mammogram. There are four density readings, and if you're in the higher two readings, then you would be in what we call a dense breast tissue reading. People with dense breast tissue have an increased risk for breast cancer, and so their screening regimen may change and be different than women that don't have dense breast tissue.
Doctor, where can we go to learn more?
I'd recommend that you go to the American Cancer Society website. They have a wonderful website with lots of information to read about breast cancer. The American College of Surgeons also has a wonderful website. If you go to facs.org/breastcare, you will be taken to a page with several different video modules, and they will go through treatments for breast cancer, different surgeries for breast cancer. We are actually using these modules in my clinic today.
Thanks, doctor.
Thank you for having me.
All right, so important stuff there to pay attention to, obviously, when we see the statistics seem so grim, especially when you have a lot of young women getting breast cancer. Recapping what we were talking about earlier in the show, U.S. forces attacked 7 times in the past 48 hours. And in the president's speech to the nation, he didn't mention that. Surprisingly, he didn't mention that at all. He talked about Israel. He talked about Ukraine. And you know, there's the big pitch, obviously, for aid in both of those situations. And I agree with what he said about the horrificness of what's happened and how Hamas is not for the Palestinian people. They're using them as shields, but that always has been the case. And now, because Israel is just bombing the Gaza Strip, constantly hitting it, and because we're seeing the horrible crisis there and the loss of life there, it just, as I say, it bubbles this all up where you can really see it. And sadly, there's constant talk about this peace and brokering a peace deal and all of that, and what are we seeing here because of Hamas? And I think that when we see some of these protests, people forget Hamas is a terrorist organization, period. They are not for the Palestinian people. They're not worried about the Palestinian people and what's happening to their people at all. And then what happened on the 7th with innocent children, grandparents, whoever, kids at a rave, ridiculous. I don't see how any of us can assess that and look at it and think that is not a terrible, awful tragedy that should not have happened. Awful. And then we had the U.S. warship intercepting 3 missiles heading out of Yemen. So we've got U.S. forces under attack. We have the hostages, which some Americans are part of the hostages that were taken just over the strip and into Israel. And the specifics of that, we don't even know a lot of the specifics of that. This is nearly 2 weeks since it happened. And the IDF is continuing to search near the Gaza border, and they're working around the clock because they're finding bodies and they're identifying bodies. More than 1,400 Israelis were killed, 4,600 others injured in the attack. Families of the people who have been taken have expressed massive rage, anger, whatever, at Benjamin Netanyahu, Israel's prime minister. And in fact, even they're expressing anger over the fact that he approved the humanitarian aid deliveries of water, food, and medicine to Gaza through Egypt, which is something that Biden had a hand in trying to approve that, allowing 20 trucks to go through that are supposed to be there on Friday. This isn't going away. This is a terrible, terrible situation. And I keep saying the same thing. I feel like a parrot. But meantime, closer to home, we have the problem on the Hill. And it is a problem because you have to have the speaker. So if the interim speaker is going to be the interim speaker and is going to assume the gavel and the responsibilities through the beginning of January, this is a band-aid that has to happen versus all these ridiculous votes, another vote, another vote, another vote, another vote. And that's what's happening. There's another vote coming. So but yet another vote is happening, 8 a.m. on Friday. A press conference at 8 a.m. prior to the third round of voting for the House speakership. You have Jim Jordan, who feels confident, is trying to portray that, who says he's running for speaker, he's going to go to the floor, he's going to get the votes, and he's going to win, is what he said. He met with 22 holdouts who have voted against him in either both or the second round of voting. But did he win them over? Because you have reporters that are like white on rice over there watching everything. It's not looking good. It's not looking good. It's 217 votes to get that speaker's chair. So now we got this third attempt. You get the press conference, and then a couple hours later, you get the vote when the House is opened up at 10 a.m. So that's 10 a.m. that will happen. Wow. The world keeps turning, right? Keeps on turning. Keeps on turning, my friends. I hope that you've found some relief in what I found relief in, and that is in sports, right? So we had a Thursday night football game. I feel compelled to mention this. I know we have a lot of Saints fans listening. Oh, the Saints came roaring back, but Jacksonville outlasted them 31-24 at the Superdome on Thursday night. So for Jacksonville, it was their fourth consecutive win. They're 5-2 now, and their lead grows bigger in the AFC South. You know, unfortunately, the rhythm just is not there for the Saints. They are the coulda, woulda, shoulda team. I like Derek Carr. And it always comes down to those waning moments, but it's never, never enough. Oh, by the way, the Astros beat the Rangers again. So that series is tied. And, oh my gosh, the Phillies, they lost in a really tight one, too, although they still have a one-game edge. Because it is for the right to get to the World Series in the National League, and of course, the Rangers and the Astros, the American League. In these crazy, chaotic times, my friends, be safe, be sane, and for goodness sake, be happy. Right, Guinness?
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.